ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम् Canto 8, Chapter 6, Text 16. The demigods and demons declare a truce. Text 16 through 19. I'll read 16, 17, 18, and we'll do 19 together. Sri Suku Vacha Evam Vrincha Dibir Idtastad Vignayate Samrinayam Yataiva Jagata Jimuta Gabiraya Gira Badanjalin Samvrita Sarvakarakam. Translation. Sukadev Goswami continued. When the Lord was thus offered prayers by the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, he understood the purpose for which they had approached. Therefore, in a deep voice that resembled the rumbling of clouds, the Lord replied to the demigods, who all stood there attentively with folded hands. Text 17. Eka eva shvarastasmin surakarye sureshwaraha vahartu kamastan aha samudro matanadibihi. Translation, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of the demigods, was capable of performing the activities of the demigods by himself, he wanted to enjoy pastimes in churning the ocean. Therefore, he spoke as follows. Text 18. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Hanta Brahmanaho Sambho Hadeva Mamabhashitam Shrinutava hita sarve shriyo vasyadyata suraha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and other demigods, please hear me with great attention, for what I say will bring good fortune to you. And this is for all of you, will bring good fortune for all of you. This is text 19. Yata danava daite yais tava sandir vidyatam kalena nugrihitais tair yavad Vo bhava atmanaha yata dhanava daite yais tavad sandir vidiyatam kalena nu grihitais tair Yavad vo bhavat manaha yata dhanavadaite yais tavad sandir vidyatam kalena nugrihitais tair yavad vo bhavat manaha Yata dhanavadaite yais tavad sandir vidyatam kalena nugrihitais tair yavad vo bhava atmanaha Tadanava Daiteyais tavat sandhirvidhiyatam kalena anugrihitaistair yavodva bhavatmanah yata dhanavadaiteyas tata sandhirvidhiyatam kalena anugrihitaistair yavadvo bhavamatmanah tadhanavadaiteyais vadsandhirvidhiyatam nunagrihitaistair yavadvo bhavamatmanah Vadaite yais Tavat sandhir vidiyatam Kalena nugrihita istair Yavad vo bhava atmanah Matajis Yatad dhanavadaite yais Tavat sandhir vidiyatam Kalena nugrihita istair Yavadvo bhava atmanah Yata Just execute Dhanava With the demons Daiteyai And the asuras Tavad So long Sandhi, a truce. Vidyatam, execute. Execute. Kalena, by a favorable time. Or Kavyena, by Sukracharya. Anugrihitai, receiving benedictions. Tai with them. Yavat, as long as. Va, of you. Bhava, good fortune. Atmanaha, of yourselves. Translation. As long as you're not flourishing, you should make a truce with the demons and asuras, who are now being favored by time. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. One word in this verse has two readings, Kalena and Kavyena. Kalena means favored by time, and Kavyena means favored by Sukracharya. Sukracharya being the spiritual master of the Daityas. The demons and Daityas were favored in both ways, and therefore the demigods were advised by the Supreme Lord to execute a truce for the time being until time favored them. Yata dhanavadaiteyas tavad sandhir vidyatam kalena nu grihitaistair yavad vo bhava atmanah. As long as you are not flourishing, you should make a truce with the demons and asuras, who are now being favored by time. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Ajnananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance of my spiritual master. Open my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the Supreme Lord advises the demigods, since the demons are in a very strong position right now, you should make a truce. In the next verse, we'll hear Ajagara Briti. Srila Prabhupada tells the story, the Bhagavatam tells the story, that a snake and a mouse were caught in a basket. And they make a truce because the snake can't get out of the basket, but the mouse can make a hole in the basket so that the snake can also get out. So that the snake makes a truce with the mouse that if you make the hole, then we'll both be fine. But actually, his desire is to eat the mouse because he's a snake. And he will eat the mouse as soon as the mouse makes the hole and tries to get out. The snake will follow and eat him. This is called Ajaghara Vritti. Srila Prabhupada spoke in Denver in 1976. When he visited there, I think Savas and Tirith Prabhus were probably there. That we weren't there yet? Still in Atlanta. That's right. It came later. Prabhupada said, we are also following this Ajaghara Vritti because the non-devotees build this beautiful park. In Denver, they have many nice parks. One particular park they were taking the morning walk in. I don't know the name. And Prabhupada said, they build the park and no one's here except Hare Krishnas. We are using the park, Ajaghara Vritti. You build the park and we use the park. So, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was instructing the demigods, don't try to fight the demons now because they're very strong. Wait till the time when they become a little bit weak. Actually, the pastime is going to be coming up. It's the churning of the ocean. And there's all kinds of intricacies where the demigods want to take the snake Vasuki and they go for the head first, and the demons say, no, we want the head. Since you chose the head first, the demons being a little bit envious, no, we're taking the head. Of course, Vasuki was a fire-breathing snake. And to take the head was very dangerous. So this was the ploy of the demigods. They took the tail of Vasuki and churned the ocean on the back of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of a tortoise, isn't it? The turtle. Whole pastime we'll be coming up to. But for the time being, the demigods declared a truce with the demons. Let's make peace. Because demons were strong, they had the grace of Sukracharya and the grace of time on their side, Kalena and Kavyena. And the demigods were a little bit weak at the present time. So this is our situation also. That sometimes we have to wait until we become strong to do very big seva. Sometimes the modes of nature are attacking. People are attacking. The energy of Maya is attacking. And if we try to act and just fight Maya without being strong, we may be blown away. Therefore, one has to become very strong. Srila Prabhupada gave a nice pastime. We were talking on Sunday that there are two ways of associating with the spiritual master. There is the Vani and Vapu. Vapu means the personal association. Some of us, Prabhupada disciples, had some association. Some of us had more association. Some of our God brothers were there with Prabhupada in the early, early, early days when we were still children. And that Vapu is great association. But Vani, Srila Prabhupada describes, or the instruction of the spiritual master is more important than the Vapu. There are Prabhupada disciples, they've gotten the Vapu of Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes they're not carrying out the Vani. But we see practically in our temple even, young devotees who have taken the Vani of Srila Prabhupada, like our Bhakta House leader. What's your name again? Shastra. I'm an old man. I can't remember names like that. Shastra or Mother Gopi. Gopi Mata. Whatever. And Balagopal, they've taken the Vani. Though they're not disciples of Prabhupada, they're grand disciples. They never had the Vapu. They never had Srila Prabhupada's personal association. Of course, they hear Prabhupada's lectures. They see the videos of Srila Prabhupada. They hear the various stories, Prabhupada pastime. But they've taken the Vani, and therefore they are as good as those that receive the Vapu. Actually, one who takes the Vani as their heart and soul, that is how this movement will be carried on. They asked at the Prabhupada festival, Yogeshwar was asked, what will we do when all the Prabhupada disciples die? Because that's not far off. By the national average, most of us have 10 years or less, except the Matajis. The national average is 76, so you have Prabhupada disciple Matas, maybe 14 years. Man is supposed to be 72, American national average. We're American Krishnas. 10 years or less, many Prabhupada disciples. If you're Prabhupada disciple, you had to join, initiated by Prabhupada before 76. And usually you were 20 years old by then, so you have to be at least 60 years old. By mathematics. So, 10, 12 years, Prabhupada disciples will be gone. Stories will be there in the books and the tapes. So many stories. Nice, wonderful pastimes. But those you young devotees who have taken the Vani of Srila Prabhupada, who have taken his instructions as your life and soul, and carry out his instruction, that's the future of this movement. It's not that the movement will fade because the only person left on the planet who's a Prabhupada disciple is Amala Bhakta, 106 years old. Could happen. He will outlive all of us. He'll be the last Prabhupada disciple, last man standing. But because you're Prabhupada Anugas, you've been trained by Prabhupada's disciples, by Prabhupada's books, by your guru, disciple of Prabhupada. And you've taken that vani as your life and soul. The instructions of Srila Prabhupada, the movement has a great future. It's not bleak that we're worried, oh my God, so-and-so's got cancer, this one's a... That's okay. New devotees are joining. They're taking up the mission. They're reading Prabhupada's books. They're studying the philosophy. They're taking it as their life and soul. And they will carry on the mission for years and years to come. This is, you are the future of the Krishna consciousness movement. At one time we thought our children and our children's children, even Srila Prabhupada said, our children's children would be able to light fire by mantra. We're still waiting for the heat. We haven't seen it yet. I don't know. I have a children's children. And he can't light fire. He might light fire with matches, but not by mantra yet. I don't know any else of you. Savas, your grandchildren can light fire by mantra. Maybe their children or their children's children. But the future is those that are taking up Krishna consciousness. Those that are coming, like we came, that are attracted from Srila Prabhupada's books, from kirtan, from prasadam distribution. And there's one beautiful pastime. Banabhata Prabhu told me this pastime. He was in Mayapur Dham in 1976. He was the temple commander of Sridham Mayapur. Had been a devotee for 4 years. He was temple commander in Sridham Mayapur. And Srila Prabhupada called him in his room and asked the question that the temple commander has to know. Is everyone attending the morning program? Srila Prabhupada asked him. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, I meant to come to you. All the devotees are here from all over the world, and they're attending the program. But the GBCs, temple presidents, and sannyasis are not coming to your Mangal Arati Guru Puja. Prabhupada said, why not? And he said, I think, he wasn't really squealing, but someone could look at it in that way. He was reporting to Srila Prabhupada the news. I think they're having lots of meetings till late at night and many resolutions and decisions. They're having their GBC meetings. It was the same year that Prabhupada said to the GBCs, resolution, dissolution, revolution, no solution. You remember? They had made these resolutions, one Goswami Maharaj, about householders had to live outside and not be involved in the temple. So many resolutions were made. Srila Prabhupada called in Goswami Maharaj. He said, what is the resolutions? And Prabhupada told him, resolution, dissolution, revolution, no solution. He said, you've created a great disturbance. This was mercy of Srila Prabhupada to his dear disciple, our God brother, who passed away some years ago. Srila Prabhupada was so upset that he said, I don't know what's to be done with you, causing all this difficulty, making all these resolutions that aren't approved by me. So Tamal Krishna Goswami said, in a mood of maybe I should go to the moon, maybe I should go to China. No one was in China at the time. China was a communist country. You couldn't enter, I don't think, at all. And Srila Prabhupada looked at him and says, Krishna has spoken through you. You will go to China. I'm sending you to China. He said, no, Prabhupada, I didn't mean, I was like, I should go to the moon. I meant, no. Krishna has spoken, you will go to China. And he did, ultimately. And we have so many nice devotees in China now. I heard one story from Tamal Krishna Goswami when he was alive. One of the first devotees that came, he was shocked. They were preaching undercover in China, mainland China. And one boy came, his name, he asked Tamal Krishna Maharaj, asked him, what's your name? He said, my name is Yu Chanting. He said, we don't even have to change your name. I guess you know this devotee, Prabhu? His first name is Yu, his middle name is Chan, and his last name is Ting. He told the story. Huh? Yasodananda. But his karmi name is Yu Chanting. So many thousands of devotees now. So Srila Prabhupada looked at the, called in, actually, the GBCs and sannyasis. And he said, whatever you're meeting is not as important as attending the morning program. He said, I want all of you to stop whatever you're doing and just go to Mangalarti Guru Puja class. This is leadership. So we are very fortunate in this temple. Our temple president, a shining example of attending morning program no matter what. Our GBC recently was here. He had 102 fever, 0.5. I took the temperature. His blood pressure was failing, below 100. The hospital put him on all kinds of antibiotics. And he was in Guru Puja and class every day. Of course, we should probably wear masks when that happens, but he was determined, I'm coming for Yu Chanting, for the Krishna conscious program. So this is our Vani from Prabhupada. Prabhupada gave so many instructions, but one of the most important instructions that Prabhupada gave was that the leaders and all the devotees should attend the morning program. Even you're ill, even you lost a toe, come to Guru Puja. Even you're getting some operation, okay, have Guru Puja in the hospital. As soon as you got out, come to the temple. No excuse. They could wheel you in a wheelchair. They could bring you in a gurney. I'm sure in the future, Savas will have gurneys in the back door to bring in the Prabhupada disciples in their 70s and 80s. 10, 15, 20 years from now, Amla Bhakta will be in a basket, 106 years old, on my shoulders. We'll carry him in like Jagannath Das Babaji. But somehow or other, drag yourself to the morning program. Chanting 16 rounds, following regular principles, eating only Krishna Prasad. This is our Vani we've gotten from Prabhupada. He stopped in 76, the GBC meetings. He, what do you call when you take away all the votes? Veto? Is veto approve or disapprove? Disapprove. He vetoed all the resolutions of the GBC from the meeting in 1976. That's a fact. I was on Tamal Krishnamurti's party, and we got a letter that was written by Srila Prabhupada to all of the devotees on the Radha Damodar party that Tamal Krishnamurti will be going to China, and we should just carry on our activities and not and disregard all the GBC resolutions that were made. You remember, Savas? The resolutions of 1976. Prabhupada took them all away, and he ordered the devotees, just go to the morning program. Enough of your eating, sleeping, meeting, and defending. Prabhupada said that. I'm not saying. Prabhupada said, eating, sleeping, meeting, and defending. So, of course, we have great respect and regard for leaders of our movement. But we should consider ourselves extremely fortunate that the leadership that we're under follows very strictly the vani of Srila Prabhupada and has imbibed the vani instruction of Srila Prabhupada to all of us, even new young devotees coming more or less religiously to the morning program. This is essential. If we miss the morning program, our life is somehow missing. If I miss somehow class and Guru Puja because of personal situation, I can't come to Mangal Arati, but hopefully that will change starting next month. If I can't come, then my brain, even I've chanted my japa, my brain is everywhere. I can't focus properly. Prabhupada set up this system of Bhagavat Marg and Panchachuki Vidhi, of worship in the temple and preaching, side by side, not to neglect either. So we're very fortunate to have that vani, and you have to carry that on, attending the morning program till you're 60 years old. How old are you now, Prabhukas? 22. So 40 years from now, I may not be here, but as we said, Amala Bhakta will be here. Savas Prabhu may not be here 40 years. But you have to be coming, Mangal Arati, Guru Puja, class, chanting 16 rounds, and leading the new flock of 22-year-olds. You feel that? Can you feel that? So you have a great responsibility, all of you. Srila Prabhupada said himself, I'm an old man. I may leave at any time. You are all young men. Srila Prabhupada was in his late 70s, early 80s. And we were all in our 20s. Prabhupada left. We were all in our 20s when Prabhupada left the planet. We had only been in the movement. We were senior devotees. We were in the movement, I think, 4 years. I joined 73. Prabhupada left 77. 4.5 years, I was senior man. So we are all old men. We may die any time except for Amala Bhakta. You have to carry on this mission. Shastra, you're only 30-some years old. You have many years to go. 40 more years till you can say like this. And you have to lead the flock. Balagopal, I'd say Sachin Anoy, but he's as old as me, I think. I don't know. Just about? Yeah, more or less. So you have great responsibility, strong. That's why Krishna has named you. It's no accident. You were born with the name. They named you at birth. Strong? Whatever. It's also Krishna conscious name, the storm. You have to lead the storm of Krishna consciousness years to come. You're the future. We will pass away, and gradually, toe by toe, finger by finger, we'll be gone. And you'll have to carry this on. Great responsibility. Kumara Gopi, you'll have to carry this on with your husband. Bhakta House in 2045. And you'll have to make sure Savas won't be taking attendance in 2004. Maybe 2045, 31. I don't know. What do you think? Someone, huh? Someone has to be here to take attendance. The temple will be here. Devotees will be here. Chanting will be here. Krishnapad will carry on. He's as old as me. So this is grave responsibility. It's not that the Prabhupada disciples have the key and we have the special, you know. Of course, we were fortunate to be Prabhupada's disciples. You were fortunate to be Prabhupada's grand disciples. And your great fortune is you'll be able to carry on this movement. At best, we'll be born again as your children. At best, I mean, some will go back to Godhead. I'm hoping for birth in somebody's family. So take the responsibility very deeply and embrace it. This is the future. They asked the question. I was intrigued. What will we do when the Prabhupada disciples pass away? Of course, 20% of them already passed away. Another 80% left voluntarily and are still alive somewhere. There's only about 5% left, isn't it? A few hundred. Those few hundred will pass. You have the grave responsibility and the joy of carrying on this mission of Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.